and why the trust was created. The trust is dealing in equity. Okay? Dealing in equity. So understand that there's jurisdiction behind that. And the separation from the common law. Alright? So, all right. Who are you? That's the thing. The question is, who are you? Trusting. Right. Who are you? Trusting. Now, you can be your private and be your natural self, or you can think that you're doing something and you're putting trust and all that, but you got to understand it's jurisdiction dealing with that. You're supposed to be a sovereign or all this, governing your own self, your own affairs. So I'm trying to see how people mix and game up, how people fall from the bamboozle when I study, because that's because you're trying to search for other things than being yourself. Let's just say that. And then people get caught up on stuff. Just like some people go and wonder why you go to the airport. And, of course, you got a Moorish ID. You're supposed to go let you travel. But a lot of times people mix and game. A lot of people going up there not being the plain old truth. And people going up there, people got barcodes and everything. Talking about that's how you get into the system. And that's how, you know, you go to the store and you need a barcode. I ain't ever used a barcode yet. Hell, they ask you for your birth date and stuff like that to punch stuff in. I don't know what people are talking about, but, you know, barcode. So that's probably why they're looking at you and giving you hell for a minute when you go up there. You gave them something, they tried to scan it. You gave them the plain truth on the front, then they tried to scan it. On the back was the fraudulent. And then they pop up some shit that don't coincide with what's going on with their system, man. We're to stop it and just be the plain old truth. That's it. It got everything that's needed on there. Just be the plain old truth and let it work itself out like that. So that's how that goes. But, yes, Islam. Thank y'all for joining the morning drip with Suleiman Bey this morning. Of course, we'll be remiss without mentioning the Prophet Noble Dwali. We will take a reading from the Circle 7 Quran, Holy Quran. And we're going to read these documents I printed off about the trust. Okay, history of the trust. Y'all call it history, but yeah, I'm going to give you history of the trust. I just printed it out, and we're going to read that and get an understanding. You feel me? So we can understand what's going on. Y'all all right out there? Okay, I hope y'all all right. I've been missing y'all, man. Y'all been disappearing, but I be disappearing too sometimes. I had disappearing acts like that too. Be a lot going on, but just try to be as frequent as possible, man, and try to deal with all the life as life comes, man, and try to be extend ourselves as much as we can to the extended family as well, too. You can't just take care of yourself and your family. That's first and foremost. But then you got to extend that help, that love. You feel me? You got to pass it on. So the history of the trust, that's what I wanted to get into. I'm going to read some of that. And so the history of the trust. Okay. Fiduciary relationships, depending on the legal framework of a particular country, have two basic concepts. In common or Anglo-Saxon law countries, this is the trust. B, in civil or continental law countries, this is fiduciary management. The difference between both legal systems is relevant because property is one of the key concepts of any legal system. Listen now, property. Most historians agree that the roots of the first concept or trust came from medieval England. When knights went to war and left their property at the disposal of other persons, it was necessary to implement the will of the initial owner, knight, while at the same time enabling the empowered person to manage this property effectively. However, the concept of trust is even older and was already present in Roman and Greek law. The Romans used the word fiducia. The adoption of the trust law in ancient Rome resulted from cases where wealthy Romans trusted their friends to manage their property in favor of the principal's wife and heirs after their death, because under the Roman law, unless the wife was a Roman citizen, she cannot inherit by herself. However, former friends broke the promise due to the absence of the relevant legislation. Following separation from the Roman legal system, English law developed independently. It is in English law that the concept of trust acquired its modern status. Y'all all right out there? Say we did all I've been hearing about is England and Roman, right? Everybody talking about they separating themselves and doing all this, but everybody talking about trust? Okay. Anyway. Okay. The relationship between the settler and the trustee implies a high degree of confidence. that conforms to certain notions of fairness, followed by the courts in resolving disputes that arise. If somebody will be in your affairs with your dispute, somebody in your own private affairs. Such notions of fairness have been developed with the vision of case law, being the law of the contrast to the law, the common law. Okay, why would you want to do something that's in contrast to common law if you being yourself the plain old truth and you a natural person? Okay. So, for example, if a common court recognized a particular person as an owner which violated the rights of other persons or was contrary to the existing tradition, the court of equity could not reverse the decision of the common court, but could make adjustments to such decision, recognizing the person as a trustee owner in favor of a third person. The division of the legal system into common law and law of equity is unique to England. See? It is not applicable to all other legal systems of continental Europe. The history covers four periods of the trust law of England and latterly the United Kingdoms. One, the first period covers when English law provided for the use of special rights to the land, being known as rights in practice, even when the official owner abused his trust. Two, in period, which was from early 15th century, the court, Chancellor's Court, in court, the judiciary could sue the trustee for breach of contractual relations. Meanwhile, both who favored the property was managed, and the person who was to manage the property was treated as owners. Simultaneously, while the former was treated as an owner under the law of equity, and his ownership was designated as equitable ownership, the latter was treated as an owner under the common law, whose ownership was designated as legal ownership. So that's to be your relationship between you and the birth certificate. They have equitable and you have legal. Or they have legal, you have equitable, however you want to say it and do it, but that's how that goes. Three. The third period is associated with the emergence of the Statute of Abuses, 1535, which according to this law, the beneficiary is recognized as the subject of all the ensuing consequences. The notion of ownership and land relations that prevailed in the concept of use was removed in that the concept of use was eliminated in fact. Okay? Four, the fourth period, the bifurcation, that just meaning the equitable ownership and legal ownership, that's both of those right there, okay? Four, the fourth period of trust development, which took place in the 17th century, is characterized by the dominance of trust relationships which existed under the law of equity. During this period, in the middle of the 19th century, a number of laws were enacted which consolidated the position and rights of trustees and beneficiaries even more clearly, so the scope of trust relationships has grown considerably. Presently, trust matters in the United Kingdom are regulated by numerous statutes and case law established by the courts while examining various trust-related legal cases. Accordingly, the concept of trust was appeared under the influence of particular historical and specific circumstances generated by the feudal social structure of England in the Middle Ages is currently widely used to meet the modern needs of social development. Okay, so there you is. That's one right there. That was from Lexon Incorporated, okay? And here goes another one on the history of the trust. Okay, by Shepherd Law Firm. It says, of water.
You're too long.
Okay. So listen in. Let me get some of my tea. Y'all all right out there? A history of trust. We take for this is by Shepherd Law Firms, 2016 they wrote this. We take for granted that the tool of a revocable living trust is available to us. We can create a legal document where we usually name ourselves, but may instead name a third-party trustee to take care of our assets and possessions. Yet the benefits of the trust remains ours, at least until our death. This concept originated not as a separate area of the law, rather as a blend of English common law through the Court of Chancery, which was a court of equity, fairness, that followed a set of loose rules to avoid the slow pace of change and possible harshness, inequity of English common law. Excuse me. The Chancery had jurisdiction over all matters of equity, including the separate legal doctrines of trust, land law, estate administration, and guardianships. Okay, this is a contrast to common law, the trustship. All right? Due to problems that arose, the law of trust first developed in the 12th century from the time of the Crusades under the jurisdiction of the King of England. The English common law developed from ancient Roman law, which regarded property as an indivisible entity. Whoever owned legal title owned all rights and privileges. Hence, one would simply convey land to another in full fee title. When a landowner left England to fight in the Crusades, however, he would convey ownership of his lands in his absence to another to manage the estate and pay and receive feudal duties, with the understanding that the ownership would be conveyed back upon the Crusader's return. Crusaders, however, often encountered a refusal to hand over the property upon their return. Ooh, I drank this tea. Yeah, the people there, yeah, the people refusing to give their land back. So, yeah, they took that. Let me get that. Yeah. The disgruntled crusader would then petition the king, who would refer the matter to his Lord Chancellor. The Lord Chancellor could decide the case according to his conscience, determining what was equitable or fair. Typically, the Lord Chancellor would consider it unconscionable that the legal owner could go back on his word and deny the claims of the crusader. Therefore, he would find in favor of the returning crusader. Over time, it became known that the Lord Chancellor's Court, the Court of Chancery, would continually recognize the claim of the returning crusader. The legal owner would hold the land for the benefit of the original owner and would be compelled to convey it back to him when requested. The crusader was the beneficiary and the named title holder the trustee. The term use of land was coined and in time developed into what we know now as a trust. Okay? Let's get some understanding today, folks. Okay? Going out one frying pan into another one. In modern trust law, we can create both inter vivos trusts during our lifetime, as well as testamentary trusts that determine how property is invested, owned, and distributed following our death. A trustee is not to be confused with the owner or the beneficiary, and that the trustee is responsible for carrying out the terms of the trust. So what you need a trust for? If you got your hell, what you need somebody else to be responsible for? Hey, if you are a majority and you are bathed and you are sound mind, impropria persona sui juris, what you need somebody else to handle your affairs for? What you need a trust for? What you need a trustee? You're going to make yourself the trust. What you need that for? To put it in somebody else's jurisdiction to decide your affairs when you're gone for you and your people? Man, I beg to differ. Okay. He has a fiduciary. The trustee is not to be confused with the owner or the beneficiary, and that the trustee is responsible for carrying out the terms of the trust. He has a fiduciary duty to the beneficiary of the trust to own, invest, and deal with the property prudently. Should the trustee violate those duties, he can be held liable to the beneficiary. What you want to go through that for? You ain't going to just give me your sack. You're not going to just give me your sack and let me go out and invest and do what I want. Just give me your bag. Give me your bag and let me be your trustee. You trust me. All right? So let me be your trustee. Give me your bag and let me go and trust me to go do right with it. You're not going to do it. Stop it. But you're going to form a trust and let somebody else govern your affairs. Okay. So you're going to say, I'm crazy. You're going to go against this right here. This is from England. They got jurisdiction over this. You didn't know that? We got jurisdiction in Rome. This got roots in Rome. Are you Roman? Are you European? Oh, I just want to know. Who are you, Morris? What are you doing? What are you doing out there? Okay. You might know more than me. You do. You probably do know more than me, but I know this. I'm reading this to you. I'm reading this to you, and this is actual and factual. Where these trusts come from, who they're governing, and who they was for, and the jurisdiction behind them, and all that. And you could try to get around it, and you talk about U.S. jurisdiction, but shit, this is papal jurisdiction. This is the crown jurisdiction. Okay, out of one frying pan into another. Okay. Willie Mombay with the Morning Drip on Blog Talk Radio. You can catch the website, the Legal Empowerment Group 101.com, and Almore Consultation LLC.com. That's A-L-M-O-O-R. Hey, our websites are informational for you to go put in your name and your email and what you're trying to get accomplished, whether it's business formation, credit repair, whether it's on any of the topics we're dealing with today, before, in the archives. You can go in there and leave information, and we get back with you and help out. You got families that's incarcerated. We help out with that, with getting their papers, their demonstrations sent in for their papers so they can be on count and they recognize, and then maybe brothers and sisters get behind and trying to see about getting them out of that kidnapping from being them kidnapping charges they own. Been kidnapped. We put them kidnapping charges on them and try to get them on out of there. Now, that's the stuff we own over here. That's what we're doing. We don't know about no prison reform. You can't reform something that's instituted on fraud, founded on fraud. It's fraud related on denationalization and all that. It has to be destroyed. A new system has to come in, a new world order, a new government. Yeah, out with this old, in with this new. Yeah, this new is a effectuation, a graduation of the old. We more advanced now. That's what we said. Some of the old got to sit down with your old ideas and your old ways and thinking, oh, you want to get along, sit alone and get along. We ain't got time for all that. Yeah, you sit alone and get along. You make people stand on law. That's why you will be a law abiders, a constitutional fold, and you make people stand up to what governs the land, the supreme law of the land. That's how you get along and sit alone. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. All praise to Allah. The settler or grantor of the trust is the person who creates the terms of the trust and conveys money, property, or access to the trust. With most modern revocable trusts, the settler also serves as trustee as long as he or she is willing and able to serve in that role. Today, typically, the settler is also usually the only beneficiary of the trust. In these common situations, when the settler acts as grantor, trustee, and beneficiary, it is indistinguishable to holding outright fee simple title in the assets and property. The reason for the creation of the revocable trust during the grantor's lifetime is to set the stage for an easy transition in the event of the grantor's disability or death. Disability or death may occur suddenly, in which case the grantor will not have the opportunity to select the trustee who he or she would want to act and the terms under which the money, assets, and property are to be invested, held, and distributed. Hence, today's trusts are an extremely useful tool to ensure that your wishes are carried out. Man, you can bear witness between yourself and some witnesses in your family and a family friend. Yeah, you can have a family friend that's been knowing you for 40 years. Hell, and somebody else in your family, a pastor, been knowing you for 40 years, bear witness to your will and your trust, your what you call a trust, your will. Say, hey, man, all this stuff that I got, man, make sure this one, my daughter, and them, they took care of this. Well, the little pastor, yeah, our imam, you know, our sheik ass, all right, if you want to say it, you know. Hey. That's how that could go. So that's what I wanted to get on. It's more to that. It's definitely more to that. M-O-O-R. It's definitely more to that. Now, in studying with the DNA stuff, you know they use trigonometry now. So they're going to give you some information. They're going to give you some news that you could use if you were to do a DNA test, say, through Ancestry.com, for instance, right? So if you went to Ancestry.com, for instance, they're going to give you, you know, they're going to say you're from here, there, everywhere, right? They're going to have all that on there. And then they're going to say where you was from here particularly, if you have some roots here. Okay. So with that said, you got to remember now, the history they're dealing with is dealing with a black history or African history or Negro black color. So you already got to know the history, the time frame for that. Okay, United States is young. Okay, the Negro is young. Negro black and color being called them names is young. We ancient people. Okay, I was reading something today about the Crusade. They're talking about the ancient Christian civilization. Ancient Christian civilization? Man, you don't get out of here. There ain't nothing ancient about no Christian civilization. Man, ain't no ancient about that. Man, Christ is going on 2,000 years. That's not ancient. And yeah, that's not ancient. For somebody to form something, yeah, 2,000 years, that's not ancient at all. Mm-hmm. Shit, okay. So we got to get into this understanding. I wrote that mission statement. We got to get into this understanding and get out of this misinformation of what we've been getting into. We just be feeding into a lot of stuff because we don't know nothing. And when we don't know nothing, anything sounds better than nothing. You feel what I'm saying? knowing anything sounds better to somebody than knowing nothing. So you rather walk around and just say, oh, yeah, man, this and that. And you're mixing games. You're mixing public and private. You're saying I'm not this and I'm not that, but then you're trying to grab off of that. You're trying to use off of that. There's other ways, folks. There's other ways, family. There's other ways for you to find out who you are. Find out who you are. Get you a piece of this land of your own. So, for instance, I did the DNA test with Ancestry. Okay, I did it for reaching out to find out relatives and different pieces of the puzzle. You can just grab the information for it. Not that I took it and I was going to take it for everything that they say. Oh, this is granted. Oh, this is, oh, no. Because you got to study. You got to cross-examination. You got to investigate. You got to research, all right? You got to do comprehensive study on this, you know, you got to backdoor it other ways. So anyway, I took the piece of information they gave me. Most of the information was they say, okay, Nigeria, Cameroon, you know, Congo, all what we call Moorish Dominion, okay? And then in the Americas, it said that, in America, it said I was from the early African-American Virginians. Now, I know that what they call, I looked at the terminology they used, African-American. I already knew that was going to be a time frame between that, so that was like a 300-year period that they was defining that under. But me being a conscious, more and understanding, going deeper into the root of that, I went deeper into myself with my own family because I understand parts of my family history and parts of it is coming more clearer. So I understand my great-grandparents, one of them being my family from Muskegee, Georgia, what lived on a reservation. Our family, that's where our family come from. Got a lot of history on that. Those roots lead back to, you understand, when you start dealing with the tribal roots, when you start dealing with Powhatan and the Confederacy and how many tribes were involved on the Eastern Shore, you feel me, before people started migrating out. And when you start going into deep into the Algonquian language and you start going into the Tidewater regions and stuff in the Virginias and you start understanding the languages and the different culturals, the tribes that was all incorporated under the Confederacy, man, you can tie yourself in smoothly. Then you just start doing your cross examination with your records. Those sites, ancestry stuff are good for cross examining documents, death certificates, marriage certificates, military stuff, all the little documents you can go across to find bits and pieces of information that can tie you into some tribal stuff. Then you tax back into the Bureau of Indian Affairs and different type of places like that and find, you know, you got your documentation of who your people was. You know, you see it on the documents and stuff there because that's the only thing they're going by. People just saying, oh, my blood. Yeah, everybody's blood could tie to something, but they want documentation of the members, you know, people who are documented living there, and that's what you do. And you bring it in. Then you got to show some of them you got 25% blood or 1/16 of blood or whatever it is. But you want to tie yourself back to a piece of this land because, again, you are the Aboriginal Moors, and people understand that Aboriginal, Indigenous, Native, it's a difference. A person Native, yeah, your Native brethren is here too, and they have rights to the land too. But you have Aboriginal people who already had broke and crossed the land, who had already paved the way first before our other brethren came, and that's how we was taught. And then the Moabites came and broke the plane over here first, or the original Virginians, 10,000 to 12,000 years ago. So when I went and Googled who are the original Virginians, it said they was from a paleo culture, paleo-Indian culture, yeah, 10 to 12,000 years ago, yeah, before the Europeans got even a sniff of that. You feel me? So when you go into all that, it's going to go to all the tribes, Cherokee, Blackfoot, Choctaw, Muskegee, you go into all that because that's all in Algonquian. It's going to go on all that. So you wonder, okay, who are the five civilized tribes? Okay, these are the people that they stripped of their eastern lands. Okay, you know, the eastern lands, that's dealing with Powhatan, and they wanted everything east, and they try to put us on everything west. But, hey, like I said, what your four mothers and fathers were, you are. So can't nobody take that from you. Were you a party to that? So identifying with who you are, it's a lot, man. It's deep, man. People living good off of knowing who they are. Yeah, it's good benefits off of knowing who you are. It is. It's good benefits and understanding. When you think people are against you because of how you look and your color. No, people are against you because you're ignorant. And when you have been made to be something and you be that, then who's going to respect you? When I could just pull my little puppeteer and make you into anything, who's going to respect that? You got to know yourself and be yourself. I self law and master. That's what you got to be. You got to be the master. And you got to just master the course. So that tea is right now. I haven't been drinking my tea. Yeah. And about a week, I've been kind of just, sometimes you do a lot of stuff a lot, you got to be moderate. I learned that. And I used to hear that a lot, moderation. You should do it in some things, but you got to do moderation in all things. But sometimes you can overtax the body. You can overtax the body trying to cleanse it and purify it and do all that. You got to be subtle sometimes. You got to be, you know, meek and humble. And, yeah, you got to just chill out sometimes, breathe. You know, breathe. You're trying to take the right things in. Yeah, trying to get the right things out. That's what it's about right now. So, yeah, I'm just trying to. Y'all all right out there? We're on the morning drip with Suleiman Bey on Black Talk Radio. I'm heading to the Circle Center of Holy Quran. That's what I'm going to get into and take a reading out of that. Right? And I'm going to start from chapter 1. I'm going to do chapter 1, the creation and fall of man. I'm going to go into that a little bit. It says, time never was when man was not. If life of man at any time began, a time would come when it would end. The thoughts of Allah cannot be circumscribed. No finite mind can comprehend things infinite. All finite things are subject unto change. All finite things will cease to be because there was a time when they were not. The bodies and the souls of men are finite things, and they will change. Yea. From the finite point of view, the time will come when they will be no more, from the finite point of view. But man himself is not the body nor the soul. He is a spirit and a part of Allah. I got to understand that. Because we tremble at death. We fear at death. You don't want to go, but you got to go. You already, can't you see that? Everybody before you has to go, one way or another. All right? So you got to go. So the question is, where did you come from? Because you're worried about you got to go. People are like, well, we don't know where we're going to go. Yeah, right. You don't know where you came from. So you don't know where you're going to go, but you know you're going to keep going. Don't you see that? Don't you see that you're going to keep going? There's no stop. There's no beginning. There's no end. You don't know where you came from, so of course you don't know where you're going. This is a nonstop journey. Did you just figure that out? All right, so it's time to get it together then. Because we know it can. Look at the Quran. Muhammad was blessed to have peace. Blessed be upon the messenger. Peace be upon Prophet Noble Jawali. Peace be upon all the prophets and messengers, brothers and sisters that came before us. Sheikhs and sheikhesses. Yeah, they came and gave it to us, but we didn't want to listen. And the wrath had to just come on us. We didn't want to listen. They came and gave us the jewel. And you're worried about death. You know, death, you're supposed to be trying to get something right on this planet. You're going to be trying to get it together, get in tune. You're supposed to be able to walk through the jungle and not be the lions and the panthers won't do that to you, the bears won't do that to you. But you can't fathom that. We can't fathom that thought. We can't fathom that thought to be in tune with the animals and not to harm the insects and the bugs, that they have a course to play. You didn't know that, huh? You didn't know that they might be spinning their web or the flowers might be sending out their scent that's helping some other worker bee or ant work that helps colonize our economy. You didn't think about that, huh? No, you didn't, huh? They picking up your trash and crumbs, taking them off, making necessities of them back into the earth. Everything goes back, even this dust, this little dirty body that we got. Dust to dust, ashes to ashes. It's going to go back to the ground. It's going to, when you go back and look for it, it's not going to be there. The bones are going to disintegrate back into the ground, and it's going to turn up again, and somebody else is going to come out of that. Another creation. Yeah. Some more dookie going to go down on the ground. Some more maggots or worms down there going to eat at it. Yeah, it's just reprocessing. So who are you? Who are you trusting? Yeah, is trust the source of your dissuasion for coming home? You don't want to trust, but you want to go set up a trust. Everybody looking for the wrong way. Listen, folks, the proof is in the pudding. They left a paper trail. And instead of you taking that paper trail, you trying to follow that paper trail to tap into their paper. That's their paper. Focus on the injury done to you. Focus on being yourself and the injury done to you. Focus on the relationships that was established by your foremothers and forefathers that protect you, that guarantee your recompense. Yeah, guarantee your compensation. Yeah, they already enforced. Treaties and all kinds of stuff, they're already enforced. Finance agreements, yeah, already enforced. They're indebted to you. Moors are indebted. They're indebted to the Moors. Just be yourself. Be alone. Don't cause confusion. You need an ID card. If you got all three of your cars, I got all three of my cars. If I want to go travel, I'm not going to just go up there and give them the ID, load your ID. I'm going to get my student card and my right to travel. I'm going to give them all three. Yeah, so now I done made it even better in law because you see, one was sufficing, but I got three forms. Oh, man, stand down if they know law. But I do. I'm going to make sure they stand on it. Give them the three forms. One, you might have problems. One, if an officer pull you over and you just got your load of your ID, you might have problems. Because that's just your ID. And then they trying to ask you why you ain't, where's your driver's license? Because in their system, they think you driving or you say you traveling. Well, where's your travel card? Shit, oh, I got a travel card, too, with all the laws and codes on there for them. They get out of order. Hey, you try to take me in. You try to take my private property, all that. I need compensation for it. Got a foul on them. Put your ribs down. Then who are you? You got all this stuff in your pocket. Who are you? Do the people know who you are? Are you on count? Are you in somebody's system? Are you in somebody's system that know what they doing, know how to come get you? Are you in somebody's system who that even cares if you snatched up? See, that's the thing. Who are you? Whose seal do you got on your papers? Everybody say, oh, well, the seal means, okay, yeah, we understand what a seal means, and you got a right to a seal. But do your seal hold weight? Is your seal by people that's upright, fearless, independent? Is your seal by people who doing right, or is your seal by people who being dirty? See, so that's the thing. That's the thing about it. And by the way, we just got the other papers done, and we was printing them out for you, for the brothers and sisters in kidnaps. And we was printing them out, and we was having some problems with the printer, but we'll get it out, figured out. Today is a new day, and then we'll go up to Kinko's, UPS, one of them. We'll get them printed out and get them sent to y'all so we can rush them in to the sisters. We can rush them in so they can get y'all papers processed. I already got y'all pictures and all that. Get y'all papers processed. So we on the move, man. You know they got y'all kidnapped. We're everything in place. I'm going to make sure all the locations have it. Yeah, all the locations going to have everything they need to know and bear witness who you are. And that's what's up. And there's a lot of locations. Yeah, seven is one. And seven is seven and seven. Yeah, it's a lot of locations to put on notice if you choose. Put them on notice. Mm-hmm. We'll keep the copies and the receipts. Let them know you've been served. We're not waiting for you to respond. Sometimes you get your response. Sometimes you get favorable response. Sometimes you get response. People act like they don't know what you're talking about, but at the same time, they give you a favorable response. If you really read it and understand what they're saying and how they're addressing you, it's a beautiful thing. And I bear witness to it. It's a beautiful thing. You get some mail back from the Secretary of State or something, and they're talking to you like a private individual or, you know, a private person, like thanking you. You feel me? Knowing that they're saying they can't get in your affairs with nothing else. But they appreciate you, you know, great private citizens, man. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on out there. So, listen, don't forget the website, LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. I'm on consultationllc.com. All right, those are two of them right there. All right, and I want to finish off. I'll be a part of that. It's about the spirit man, about the spirit of Allah, because the spirit never dies. And it's like you would be crying about our folks leaving, but listen, if you just keep them near and dear in your heart, they ain't never gone. I got family members I know and remember. And they so inside of me, I mean, uncles and stuff, that they don't even realize that we have relationships. I remember my great-uncle. My great-uncle Amos. My great-uncle Amos, when I was young, in the 80s, I always remember him. His spirit with me today. He used to be pissy, drunk. That's all I used to remember. And I used to go to Uncle Amos sometime, or you see Uncle, he lived right down the street from us. He stayed right down the street. We all stayed, family stayed close early in the very 80s and 70s, so they stayed close. And then he used to be pissy, drunk. And that's how he died, Uncle Amos. I always remember Uncle Amos' spirit. And my other great uncle, his brother, Uncle Isaac. And my great-grandmother, and my great-great-auntie, her sister. I remember all about, like, my people, the spirits and conversations I had with them and living with them and being around them and cousins who then died and killed in the street and partners and stuff. Yeah, man, I mean, the body is gone, but the spirit is there. You remember them. You remember the conversation until your mind gone. So, I mean, we just cry. What are we crying for? What are we crying for? Because you didn't say something you wanted to say to him. You didn't do something with him you didn't want to do to him. You didn't be real to him like you wanted to be real to him and tell him how much you love him instead of picking up the phone each day and saying that to him or whatever, and you held back some stuff. What are we crying for? Are we being selfish? I mean, they got everybody before you has came and gone. Everybody after you and before you got to come and go. So, I mean, hey, that's just what it is, man. We're on a journey. We're on a mission. Where we came from, we don't know. Where we going, we don't know. Man, we came from a polywog. Man, the Quran and Mecca say, man, from a worthless, Allah said in the Quran, from a worthless spirit, fluid. From a worthless fluid. Ooh, after we said from a worthless fluid. A little polywog. Man, we amphibians. Yeah, you a water being. Man, don't even know it. Yeah, you was in a water bag for 9 months. And it had to bust for you to come out, and he said you can't swim. They have natural birthdays all the time. Show when the woman, boop, busts the child, busts out, be on that umbilical cord, swim straight up to the top. Y'all don't bear witness to it, though. You're in the water bag. Your body is 75% water. It's like the earth. I mean, come on now. You come from the earth. Earth's 75. Earth is mostly water. Your body is mostly water, and it comes from the earth and the universe. Who are you, man? Man, but it's powerful how creation, man, this stuff is there forever, man. So we got to stop holding on to these falsities, making you think, oh, everything is now and this is it. No, you came here for a reason. You came here to get better, to do better, to learn, to live, to love, to help out other people, to get in tune with the animals and everything, for this to be a paradise again. The land is diseased. The land needs healing. That's why you have earthquakes. Different weather patterns and stuff. You know, man creates and do that stuff itself too. That's why the earth cleans itself, all that type of stuff. Volcanoes and the water. Yeah. The earth got to cleanse itself of impurity. So if you're impure in mind and deed, then the impurity, the impure ones, is going to start cleansing us. You can lose your mind, you can lose your body, faculties, anything. So these are the things we got to be careful of. We got to be teachers. We got to be civilized. That's why they outcast us out. That's why they don't want you to know about the Moors. That's why they want to put dirt on the Moors. They outcast you because you're the law. You're the lawgivers. You're the law abiders. You're the one people came to dispute to understand the understandings of the law because you're the law. I mean, what's higher than that? Come on, babes, govern. Come on, L's, create. That's what we do. Yeah. So well, we got to stay on course now. We got to get really in tune. Got to look at what the prophet brought. Yeah, the prophet brought you a business manuscript. Yeah, he brought us a business manuscript. It protects us. Yeah, we could do scientific, literary, religious, charitable, all kinds of factions inside, all kinds of different levels of government. Yeah, we could run through that. That's the business model. That's what's going over here, on over here. But you got to understand who you are and how to operate as yourself. Okay? All right? So, like I said, operate yourself, man. There's a lot of stuff we're going through that we don't got to be going through. There's a lot of stuff that we're picking up that we don't need to be picking up. That's the infiltration going on. That's people trying to divert you from your true inheritance itself. Listen, your claim is just put your claim in, man. Put your class action claim in, man. Get all the documentation you can get. They left a paper trail. starting with the birth certificate. That's your blank check. They left a birth certificate. They left a paper trail. That stuff tied to all kinds of commerce, all kinds of CUSIP numbers. Yeah, easy. Your Social Security number, all that. No, back of Social Security number. Anything you got account numbers to, it's easy because it's all in the CUSIP system. It's all in the system or monetary system. You could go trace it and find it through Fidelity and all kinds of different places like that. When you do that, that's when you put your injury claim in. When you're in your right person, when you're in proprietor persona sui juris, yeah. When you being upright, fearless, and independent. Yeah, that tea tasted like it had honey in it. I didn't put no honey in today. It was so yum. Yeah, good natural tea, too. No caffeine. Don't do that, but hey, you're right. So yeah, people, family, loved ones, kin folks, that's the thing right there. Let me finish this off. It says, man, I'm going to go down some. It says, man is a thought of Allah. All thoughts of Allah are infinite. They are neither measured up by time, nor the things that are concerned with time begin and end. The thoughts of Allah are the everlasting of the past until the never-ending days to come. And so is man, the spirit man. But man, like every other thought of Allah, was but a seed that held within itself the potencies of Allah, just as the seed of any plant of earth holds deep within itself the attributes of every part of that special plant. So spirit man, as a seed of Allah, held deep within himself the attributes of every part of Allah. Now, seeds are perfect, yea, as perfect as the source from which they come, that's life. But they are not unfolded until life may manifest, meaning that they just a seed, they haven't grown. They haven't manifested yet, right? The child is as perfect as the mother is. So man, the seed, must be deeply planted in a soil that he might grow, unfold as does the bud to show the flower. The human seed that came forth from the heart of Allah was foreordained to be the Lord of the plane of soul and of the plane of things made manifest. Listen. The human, listen to that part. The human seed that came forth from the heart of Allah was foreordained to be the Lord of the plane of soul and of the plane of things made manifest. Now, we just read about the plane of soul and manifest that those things are finite, those things that are passed away, right? So if the human seed that came from Allah was ordained to be the Lord of that, which made the manifest and then the pass away, then he got to be infinite. Ah, bear witness, alhamdulillah. Okay, that's what that's saying. You got to be infinite. So Allah, the husbandman of everything that is, threw forth this human seed into the soil of soul. It grew apace, and man became a living soul, and he became the Lord of all the kingdom of the soul. Hark now, let every creature hear. The plane of the soul is but the ether of the spirit plane, vibrating not so fast. And in the slower rhythm of this plane, the essence of life are manifest, the perfumes and the odors, the true sensations and the all of love manifest. All these soul attributes became a body beautiful. A multitude of lessons man must learn upon the plane of soul, and here he tarries many ages until his lessons are all learned. I'm going to go down, son, it says. So I'm going to keep going right there. It says, upon the boundary of the plane of soul, the ether began to vibrate slower still, and then the essences took on a final guard. The perfumes and odors and the true sensations and the all of love were cloth and flesh, and man was cloth and flesh. Perfected man must pass through all the ways of life. Listen. Perfected man must pass through all the ways of life. And so a carnal was full manifest, a nature that sprang forth from fleshy things. Without a foe, a soldier never knows his strength, and thought must be developed by the exercise of strength. And so this carnal nature soon became a foe that man must fight yourself, that he might be the strength of Allah may manifest. Let every living thing stand still and hear. Man is the Lord of all the plane of manifest, of protoplast, of mineral, of plant, of beast. But he gave up his birthright just to gratify his lower self, see? But what was your birthright then? It had to be your higher self, listen. But man will regain his lost estate, his heritage. But he must do it in a conflict that cannot be told in words. Yea, he must suffer trials and temptations manifold. But let him know that cherubim and seraphim, listen, y'all, that rule the stations of the sun and spirit of the mighty Allah who rule the solar stars are his protectors and his guides, and they will lead to victory. I'm going to read that again. See, astrology, astronomy, listen. The stargazer, they understand who we are as Moors. Listen what's being given to us. And listen what is your guide. Listen what your guide and protectors are. Listen what, let me give it to you again. But man will regain his lost estate, his heritage, but he must do it in a conflict that cannot be told in words. Yea, he must suffer trials and temptations manifold. But let him know that cherubim and seraphim that rule the stations of the sun and spirit of the mighty Allah, who rule the solar stars, are his protectors and his guides, and they will lead to a victory. So you need to study what cherubim and seraphim mean and what that means in spirituality and whatever, okay? You need to understand that when they talk about the solar stars are his protecting God. What are the solar stars? What about Venus? What about the planet? How do you think we got the word Moor, first navigator? Oh, you didn't know what that means. You thought it means the color of your skin, huh? Because that's what they turn stuff to, huh? To make you think that it means dark and swarthy and black. That's the definition it became to, yeah. It is first navigator. How we use it. Venus at our back. Yeah, you call it the North Star. That's how we circumnavigated the globe. Oh, y'all didn't know that little history? Yeah, that's how we put our map down. We put their flag down, that's how we put our state down. That's how we was here 10,000 and 12,000 years before the Europeans even got a sniff. The Aboriginal. Okay? Okay, it says, but let him know the cherubim and seraphim that rule the station of the sun and spirit of the mighty Allah who rule the solar stars are his protectors and his guide, and they will lead to victory. Man will be fully saved, redeemed, perfected by the things he suffers on the plane of flesh and on the plane of soul. So that's how you go get your redemption, by going through it. Just like you're trying to get your redemption, you know what you know now, and you're trying to use a redemption process. Man, be yourself. That's your redemption. Be yourself. Can't nobody give you nothing that's already yours. When Yahushua went up on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights, he was flashing, fasting in y'all Bible. And in the Quran, he went up 40 days and 40 nights. And this so-called somebody outside of himself that you was taught to believe, this devil was talking to him. Who you think it was? It was himself. It was himself that was giving him these worldly ambitions. Like, hey, you could just take all this fame and go out here and have this. Who was it outside of him? How can the devil, somebody outside of him, say, hey, if you bow down to me, look at all these kingdoms. If you bow down to me and have these, I'll give them to you if you're God or the Son of God. All things are yours by inheritance. Hey, if they're my father's, they're mine. You can't give me nothing. So that's why we got to wake up and understand, okay? That's what this is talking about. Man will be fully saved, redeemed, perfected by the things he suffers on the plane of flesh and on the plane of soul. You got to go through it to get to it. When a man has conquered carnal things, his garb of flesh will then have served his purpose well, and it will fall, will be no more. Okay, conquered carnal things. That means the fleshly, worldly things, okay? Oh, no, did he say that? Then he will stand untrammeled on the plane of soul, where he must full complete his victories. Unnumbered foes will stand before man upon the plane of soul. These he must overcome, yea, overcome them, every one. Did you hear that? I'm going to read that again. Then he will stand untrammeled on the plane of soul where he must full complete his victories. Unnumbered foes will stand before man upon the plane of soul. These he must overcome, yea, overcome them, every one. Thus hope will ever be his beacon light. There is no failure for the human soul, for Allah is leaning on and victory is sure. Man cannot die. The spirit man is one with Allah. And while Allah lives, man cannot die. When man has conquered every foe upon the plane of soul, the seed will have full opened out, will have unfolded in the holy breath. The garb of soul will then have served its purpose well, and man will need it nevermore, and it will pass and be no more, and man will then attain unto the blessedness of perfectness, and at one with Allah. And that's our humble readings from the Circle 7 of the Quran today. Yeah, and we at the conclusion of our broadcast today. We got 5 minutes left. I'm going to roll out. We'll grab us a couple of something for me and Yana to get him up here on the way for his little function, his little sheen bean. And I just want y'all to know, hey, listen, man, just be safe out there. And we need to start trying to get to, especially if you're trying to be yourself then you want to educate your own children. We want to get to that. We want to keep them at home. Let's focus on that. You know, I know it's a lot of stuff you want them to do, and but you get them to do other stuff. There's other talents and stuff that they have besides dribbling the ball, because that's all they got to the sports. They offering them is the sports or some type of stuff like that. There's all kinds of stuff you can teach your children. Based on the gifts and talents that you see in them, you could take them and teach them the sciences. You could teach them at home, or you can get special tutoring for them, or you can learn stuff together with them to bring out the goodness that they have in them, the sciences and the disciplines and they have the inside of them that could contribute to uplifting not only yourself and your family, but the universe and the community at whole. And that's what this is about. We don't allow the greatness to come out of our children. And, man, it's BS, man, what they're teaching them just up there. But you sending them to school, they need to learn that. That's his story, though. Remember that, to teach them that. The story that you want to learn at school is his story. That's why it's history. It's his story. But there's other stories out there, too. So you got to read the story from other perspectives. You can't just get a story from one perspective and think that you're standing on the truth. It's more than out there. You can't have one book and think you're standing on the truth. Oh, this book is the truth and nothing but the truth. I don't need nothing else. Then you limiting into the creator. You standing the creator is finite, that you could confine the creator's infinite wisdom into one book. Or that the multitude of the books that are here can confine the creator. You could put all the books together and they wouldn't confine the creator. Like the Quran says. The Quran says you took all the pens, if all the pens were ink and all the trees were pens and all the oceans were ink, you couldn't exhaust the words of Allah. You couldn't exhaust the words of Allah. So how can a Muslim think his book is the only way, or a Christian think his book is the only way, or a Jew think his book is the only way? And by the way, they all confess to be Abrahamic faith. Brethren, it's supposed to be a holy covenant to never war against your brother and sister. That's a holy covenant of the Asiatic nations, to never war. Huh? Ishmael and Isaac, that was the holy covenant. You never war against your brothers. But it's seen a lot of that's been going on. Yeah, selling your brothers into bondage and slavery, selling old Joseph. But you remember, y'all, Joseph came to rule. Joseph was in Pharaoh's house so long, and Joseph knew how to rule, man. And Joseph ruled. So remember that, y'all. Remember who you are, who we are, and where you at. And get a piece of the land you can claim your own. Quit searching after these packages that they serve. And just stand up and be yourself. Tie into your aboriginal, indigenous, native self. Get a piece of this land. Stop paying taxes to people. And start uplifting fallen humanity. That's what this is about. This ain't about chasing something they're trying to give you, this artificial. It's all dealing with artificial creation, because it's coming out of that system. It's coming out of a fraudulent artificial system. So you don't want that. We want to be private and have everything where we can contribute to the uplifting of fallen humanity and helping people, helping our fellow man too. We want to help aid and assist our brothers and sisters. When they're in adversity, assist them. Forsake them not. That's what this is about. So you uplift your family and yourself first, and then you get the tools to help out with the other brothers and sisters that need help. And you start coming out of this system. Start learning how to live. All right? So that's what this is about, man. So once again, I thank y'all for coming. Thank y'all for listening.
They found someone dead. You have to question.
You've been on the Blog Talk Radio. Morning Drip with Studio Mind Bay. Yeah, that's my commercial. That's my new commercial break right there. I'm just paying dues to them. But I just want to tap out with y'all. I thank y'all for coming in. I thank y'all for listening. Tune in again, and we'll try to be in the same time. Sometimes I change the time depending on what's going on in the vibration in the universe. But I thank y'all for sliding through. And I'm coming through again. The Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey on Blog Talk Radio. Peace and love.
Tell me how am I supposed to go ahead and just erase every feeling, every memory we shared? Oh, I, 'cause I was dying for this love, this love. Yeah, I was dying for your love, your love. So tell me, baby, do you want me like I want you? Even if you see you, I say I know you. I cry even if I should call you. 'Cause I thought you were the one. Cause I was dying for this love. Yeah, I was dying for you.